Welcome back to the pod with your boy Dave and Social BJJ. Today we're going to be talking about something that is so frustrating to watch. Oh my gosh, it's so frustrating to watch when you're trying to watch a good match, you're trying to watch a tournament, whatever the case may be. But then you got, let me pause. Let me say something real quick. If you guys are listening to this and you're in your car and you're driving, and you got kids in your car, I normally don't swear, but this is going to be the one episode. I'm just going to ask you to listen to this off on the side. You know, I got a kid, and when I'm driving, I don't want to just be playing stuff. I want to play stuff that is safe that I can listen to. This episode is not going to be that. This is not going to be that. So I gave you your forewarning. All right, so don't get mad at me. All right, I'm going to get into it now. You're watching a match and, oh my gosh, you just want a fair match, not somebody bitching around, not somebody being a little bitch. It frustrates me so much. I'm watching this match, purple belt match. They both got purple belt rash guards. I'm on Reddit and I'm seeing it. It's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating. The guy is kind of like, he's kind of Aoshi, right? With the left foot on the hip. The guy that has his foot stuck, the guy who has his legs stuck, he forces the guy to the bottom guard player to reap, and he's forcing the ref to disqualify him. And guess what? The guy pulls back. He lets the leg go. The other guy who's standing on top that has his leg trapped, guard player lets the leg go. The one whose leg is trapped, he straightens his leg and pretends to have a knee injury. The ref DQs the guard player. Even though the guard player was like, hey, no, he pulled my foot across. Ref's like, don't want to hear it. Disqualification. Mind you, This is happening so often. Another case that happened as well, and the guy flew from, I forgot where they were talking about. Where did he fly from? He had a $1,000 flight. He needed food. He needed registration, and he needed a hotel. He paid how much money to be in this tournament, and then you DQ him as the ref? As the ref, you're a little bitch. First off, I don't care what rules you got to follow. Bro, it's clear that he forced him to reap the leg. It's so infuriating seeing stuff like that. It's so infuriating. Because we just want to do jujitsu. If he wants to be a bitch and force the dude to reap him, then pay the consequences. You get DQ'd for that. Because you're trying to, like, why are we trying to? First off, and why is it a crime to reap a leg and have purple belt? Why is it a crime to reap? I could barely understand why it's a crime to reap at blue belt. Nowadays, white belts are doing leg locks. I could kind of understand why not white belts, because people are just coming in and off the street, not knowing what to go on. But if you get a blue belt, you should know. Your coach that gave you the blue belt should let you know what a reap is, how to handle it, bend into it, don't straighten your leg. And if you don't know how to get out, just tap. Don't spin. Don't do it. Just tap. Learn how to get out. Learn the proper way. And if you don't know it, that's it. Why are you trying to get bailed out from the rules? This is so weak. This is so weak. You hear me talk about jujitsu. You hear me talk about it like, oh, if you're on the street and somebody goes for a leg lock, yeah, that's stupid. Because it is. Because you're giving a bottom, like you're going to the floor. You're going on the bottom position. Unless you're doing a leg lock while you're standing, like it's a really dumb thing. It's risky, I should say. I shouldn't say it's dumb. It's just very, very, very risky. However, it can be very, very successful as well. Especially if you throw in a reap on somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. They're probably gonna blow out their leg. But if we're talking about two people, if they're purple belts, that means they have the skill necessary to compete with anybody on the planet when it comes to grappling. Anybody on the planet. Purple belts have technique good enough, well enough, however you want to organize and say it, to tap black belts. It's possible. That's when you are really, the purple belt is a threat. It's a threat. You are a threat. And you're telling me you need to get bailed out by these rules because somebody's reaping over your leg and you've been training for 5 years, 3 years, 4 years. And your coach said you're a threat to everyone that comes around you. Anyone that walks in your vicinity. And you need to get bailed out, but you're forcing someone to reap you. Your game is that weak and you're proud of it? If I was a gym owner, I think I would kick him out. I think I would. I honestly think I would. Because what type of brand of jiu-jitsu is that? You're representing my gym and you do that? That's so weak. That's so weak. I think I would have to say, dude, you gotta get a new gym. Like, we can't tolerate that here. No, man. I don't care. Here's your no. You just pay your dues. Here's your money back, bro. We don't do that here. If I was the coach, I would have told them at that moment, dude, you're gonna forfeit this. You're forfeiting that match. You're forfeiting. You don't want to forfeit? All right, you got a new coach. I can't be with you. I can't be with people who have in Korean, it's like no yangshim. Yangshim opso. It's like no, how do you say it? Like no conscience. How, like, that's weak. So weak. Such a bitch move. It's so, I'm sorry. I'm like repeating myself over. This is a rant. This is definitely a rant. But guys, if you're doing jiu-jitsu, get better. You're going to a competition. I get it. You want to win. But guess what? This is 2024. About to be 2025. Everything is recorded. There's footage on everyone. You're a purple belt. Eventually, you want to be a black belt. Eventually, you probably, if you're competing like that, you probably want to, like, do seminars and compete in the highest tournaments and all this other thing, have instructionals. But people are going to remember this. People are going to, that guy who forced the reap, that's why he's so popular. Oh, that's why he won. Oh, now he's selling instructions. I ain't buying that shit. Fuck him. That's all you're going to hear. Like, dude, what, like, just do your game of jiu-jitsu. Don't play a game in jiu-jitsu. Win because you're better. Win because you're stronger. Win because you're faster. Win because you're more technical. Hell, win because you're on steroids and the other person isn't. Win because you're bigger and you did a weight cut and you've rehydrated. Win for any of those reasons, and I hate those reasons as well. But I'm not willing to kick you out of the gym for those reasons because a lot of people do that. But don't win because you're cheating. Don't win because you're playing the rules because your jiu-jitsu is so weak. If you got to force a disqualification on somebody, you are weak. Your jiu-jitsu is whack. You're lame. And your wife's boyfriend thinks so too. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.